Good afternoon. This is the 4 p.m. Central Time update on Hurricane Ike. Ike is threatening the upper Texas coast in southwestern Louisiana, drawing ever closer. Ike remains a large hurricane, Category 2 intensity, but still with some chance of reaching Category 3 before landfall shortly after midnight. At this time, the center of Hurricane Ike is located about 135 miles to the southeast of the Houston-Galveston area. It's moving towards the west-northwest to now northwest at about 12 miles per hour, and the track is going to turn more towards the northwest and then the north over the next 12 to 24 hours, bringing us center on shore in the upper Texas coast. The forecast beyond that time is for the center to move inland and turn towards the northeast, at which time the hurricane will be weakening but will be causing a rather significant rainfall threat and a potential for flooding. The greatest threat at this stage, however, is going to be from the storm surge, which we expect to see as high as 15 to 20 feet near and to the right of where the center crosses the coast. This is Galveston with Galveston Island. This is the southwest coast of Louisiana and the upper Texas coast extending down to near Galveston, with Galveston Bay and Houston off to the north and west. At this point, the track forecast shows the center coming ashore near Galveston Island. Most of the storm surge and the highest winds will be to the right and then spreading inland from there. The yellow to green indicates a 15 to 20-foot storm surge with inundation to some level reaching as much as 15 to 20 miles inland. Again, time is running short now before the worst of the weather arrives. We expect hurricane conditions to be on the coast by around sunset. We've had the first reports of tropical storm force winds now in Galveston. Water levels have risen as much as 9 feet on portions of Galveston Island. And the worst of the weather will occur just after midnight, near or slightly after when the center makes landfall. The highest winds and strongest storm surge will occur then. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.